Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Skip Weber's here for the Sweet 16. Weber Chevrolet, the sponsor of the Sweet 16 now for 20 years plus. I don't know. Hey, before we jump into this, I don't know if you're listening on the way in. Rates had a report about electric vehicles and everything has to be electric by this date. And I was saying that seemed like the shine was kind of off the apple. Some people weren't digging them as much as they used to. You're in the business.
I think it's definitely off the apple. There's so much opposition to it. I think they're cool. They're not the savior of the planet. Mining the necessary rare earth materials absolutely destroys the environment around it, and it's the only way to get it. And all, you know, it's a political game. But Chevrolet's in it. We're gonna have electric vehicles in four of the top segments, and they're neat vehicles, and they're just not for everybody.
Yeah.
So a mandate on it is if they wanted to do it, they should never have mandated it, because when it was cool thing and people wanted it, everybody was jumping in, and it was like the wave of the future. To mandate it is what got the opposition going, dug up the negatives about it, accentuates the negatives. Mm-hmm. You know, like some of our senators are saying, you got to be a slave to China to do it.
Yeah. I remember two, 3 years ago asking you, hey, how much longer do you think we're going to have combustion engines? And you're like, forever until they have a flying car. And I remember thinking like, poor Skip, he's just delusional because it's going to be all electric in the next 5 years, 10 years. And you were right.
I think if let's say 25 years from now, if you made me bet, and there's going to be, and you said there's, you look in the future and say there's going to be one thing propelling all vehicles, what is it going to be? It would be hydrogen, because there's already people doing, I mean, Chevrolet's had hydrogen vehicles forever. There's no infrastructure in it, but Europe is going that way. A couple of the biggest Japanese manufacturers are not all in. Look at the list of electric vehicles. See how many Hondas and Toyotas there are. Not many.
Yeah.
Those cars in Europe are selling hydrogen vehicles.
Interesting.
Now, honestly, I think the most realistic thing is that they'll be all three 25 years from now, and they'll be all three 100 years from now. Hmm. That's the most realistic thing. But I don't think fossil fuels are going away. I don't think they're anywhere near as bad as people say. We need carbon dioxide in this atmosphere to make plants grow. And the more fuel efficient you make it, you don't want to be a carbon hog. You'd be an idiot about it. But they keep making things more fuel efficient, even with burning gas. And so I think you're fine.
Okay.
That's just my opinion there. So.
I think this is the first time we've done this category. It's the Sweet 16 of movies about money. And I've got a couple I like a lot. I mean, you think about it, everything's about money. At some point, you could take any movie and make it about money. Mm-hmm. But things that kind of, it's a central theme of the movie.
Yeah, so wealth and spending
acquiring it, stealing it, whatever it happens to be. What do you got?
One of my favorite comedies, Trading Places.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that. That's a good one.
I have that one.
Do you understand what happened at the end?
Yes.
Okay, then you'll have to explain it to me sometime.
Okay. They traded places.
Because I get like buy low, sell high, but that whole thing that happened with the orange
juice—you don't
have to do it in order. So they started out selling high because they thought they were going to corner the market.
Yeah.
And then when they know they didn't need to, then the Dukes had to panic, and so Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy had then bought at really low prices. So at the end of the day, they have all these sales that are high, all these sales that are low, and I mean all these buys that are low, and you don't have to worry about when they happen. I've got a sale of 5,000 and I've got a buy of 5,000, and they're these prices. So all of a sudden we made all these millions of dollars, and the Dukes lost them.
I wish I'd have known you 40 years ago when I first saw that thing.
Well, yeah,
I actually set up a little booth
outside the theater.
And you explained it to people.
I didn't understand it the first 19 times I saw the movie either. I just, but I've seen it 40 times now, so I get it.
We trade commodities like bacon, you might have in a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. Exactly. The look that Eddie Murphy
gives is
one of the greatest looks of all time.
That's a lost art, is the John Belushi, Eddie Murphy look, Steve Martin.
Breaking the fourth
looks
wall.
Looks at the camera that is not a spoken joke. It's as funny as anything.
So. Yeah. Andrew.
I'll go with The Big Short. sort of a quintessential new movie about money and the market and stuff. And it's good. It's good, too. I saw it for the first time a few months ago. Mm-hmm. I liked it a lot.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah. It's really good. I saw it for the first time a few like months
that,
ago as well.
Things like that seem like too much drama to me. Like, I don't like money to begin with, and I don't like money drama, and so dramas about money just
it'll
don't.
Definitely, so
can I tell you something that's really funny?
Yeah.
It's basically the principle we just discussed.
How about that?
It's a movie about what we just discussed.
Yeah, it's designed, the drama comes from it's designed to upset you. It's designed to make you mad at what happened and the stupidity and the people who preyed on it. And the stupidity of those who set it up. And
gotcha.
It works. It's very effective in that.
Rach?
How about The Wolf of Wall Street?
I have to see that movie. I know it's great.
Yeah, I haven't seen
Everybody
it
said
it. Seen
I've
it?
No, I know it's...
Everyone
I,
has
been
me
feel stupid to say that I haven't seen
is
it.
Is that Scorsese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scorsese.
Wow. Should I not put it on?
It's very good, and I know it's very good. I just have never...
No, it's not your fault we haven't seen it.
Okay.
But the problem is a lot of people like watch that movie, and they think that the guy that it's based on, Jordan Belfort, they think that he's like...
He's the hero?
Yeah, they think that he's like the good guy, and it's like, he's a horrible person.
I don't usually brag about mine, but I feel like this could be a final four. Indecent Proposal.
Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah,
I remember that movie.
I mean, the whole thing is about what would you do for $1 million?
Yeah. So.
Andrew.
Sally.
Do a lot more than he was asking for.
Woody Harrelson.
He's getting a bargain.
Back to Skip.
Gonna wear him out all night, aren't you?
That's great. I'm going to go with this is not my oldest. I have one that's older than this on here, but it's been a while since this came out, and I think they've even remade it terribly, but I love this movie when it came out, and that is Wall Street.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen and Michael Douglas.
That's really good.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
There was a weird remake of that.
With Shia LaBeouf, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Skip was just wrong, and I didn't want to correct him.
No.
They remade it.
No. And it's just it was terrible.
Did anyone win anything for that? Did someone win an Oscar for that?
I think Michael Douglas was supporting.
Maybe he was just
nominated for supporting actor.
Yeah, I need to go back and watch that again.
Okay, it's a kind of remake, kind of sequel with what's his name and Shia LaBeouf.
Gotcha.
Michael Douglas.
Andrew?
I will go with Office Space.
Ah, that was my next one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yep, that is a good one.
I'm excited about that one.
That's the kind of movie that every time I watch it, I laugh at something additional.
Yeah, something
the
new.
Most recent time, it just cracked me up when he started cleaning the fish at his desk. I mean, there's so many other things that are funny in there, and I just kind of passed over that. But when he comes in there and flops it down and starts cleaning it in front of Lumberg, it was just great.
Yeah, anyone who watches that and can't relate to the TPS reports,
you need to go
work for a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, like I was telling my kids, you have to work food service, and at some point you have to be in the corporate world just to appreciate, life. Rach?
How about There Will Be Blood?
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really good
I forgot about that one.
Either one of these would work. I don't think we should use both of them, though. But either the original, The Hustler, with Paul Newman, or The Color of Money, the sequel to that with Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Both of those are excellent, and both of those are about money and about gambling and having it and not having it. So,
which one should I put down?
I say put down Color of Money.
Okay.
I love the soundtrack for that movie.
Yeah. Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
Back to Skip.
Okay. I've got 6 on here that I really like, and so I can't do all those. So
You know what? You're Skip Weber. You put 2.
I'm not going to put 2.
You put two because I'm running out.
So
wait till you run out. And if you run out, then I'll put one at the end. Because I'm gonna throw out, this is in my top 3 movies. Sometimes I consider it my favorite movie, but not always. Usually it's like 2nd or 3rd. I just love the movie. It's one of my favorite movies to watch with someone else who's never seen it before.
Mm. Ooh, I wonder if you're going to say the one I'm guessing.
The Sting.
No.
Oh, yeah. I had Midnight Run.
Yeah. Midnight Run is...
I thought you were going to go.
I did
Midnight
too.
Run is my... Is, I, that's
I did too.
Usually my top.
Be on very, the very, list, very, yeah. Very,
but The Sting is just...
Yeah.
And it won the Academy Award that year too, so I have some support in that. But I just love it.
Yeah. You got to love a movie like that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so complicated and convoluted, and then in the
end,
you
don't
like,
think you understand any of it, and all of a sudden, it ends, and he goes, I get it all.
There you go. Yeah. Andrew.
Do we like Casino, or is that less of a money movie to you guys?
No, I think it's very much a money movie.
Yeah. Okay,
so much of that is about how they do it, and how they,
kind of my thinking, and all Casino stuff is just money.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're in it for the fun, you know.
They're in it for the ethics.
Rich.
Has everyone seen Parasite?
Yes.
No. I heard about it, though.
Oh,
I
know you
about
love it.
I know. I mean, I want to see it. I want to see it. It's another movie I'm ashamed I haven't seen.
Maybe it doesn't belong, because while it is about, like, the haves and the have-nots, it's not like, and they're wrestling over the money.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Got something else?
My other one was The Social Network, which is kind of the same type of vibe. I mean.
But I had that on my list, too, because... If you actually
breaking
like
up the company, and such. If
you,
and
it, yeah, exactly. So much of the movie revolves like that's the central conflict in the movie is who gets the money once they come into all this crazy amount of money.
How many we need?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay,
I'm going to put down The Social Network.
Okay, I know Skip's seen this. Has anyone else seen Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Great movie.
That's what I'm going to go with.
No, how can you not go with Mamet?
Third Price is you're fired.
Just the greatest.
I had Ocean's 11. Nice heist.
I had Ocean's 11.
Steal some money.
I had just Oceans. You could put any of them on there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're all the same.
What about Slumdog Millionaire?
Never seen it.
I've never seen it either, but that's a great pick.
Well, if you haven't seen it, that's all right. Have you ever seen the movie 21?
Oh, yeah.
With Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that movie.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Should we put it on?
Yeah, I like it.
We need two more.
I had Limitless, which is the what's-his-face, Bradley Cooper, where he takes a smart pill. Yeah, I just one of my guilty pleasure movies.
I've never seen it.
You'd love it. De Niro's in it.
Really?
Yeah, he finds this pill. He's a loser, and he finds a pill that makes him a genius, and he becomes a gazillionaire. And Robert De Niro is sort of like the Rupert Murdoch or something. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Instead of that, though, I had Jerry Maguire.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
And I had No Country for Old Men.
That's a good one, too.
Since the whole thing revolves around that suitcase full of cash.
Yeah.
I had No Country for Old Men on mine. Too, so I could put that on.
I had Moneyball.
Oh, good one.
I like Moneyball.
Let's put Moneyball on.
Crazy Rich Asians. Have you seen that?
I've not seen that.
Oh, I have seen that.
That's a very fun.
I have watched the entire Moneyball on TikTok in the past month.
Yeah,
seriously, 5 minutes at a time. It just decided I needed to see it.
There's among my favorite scenes of any movie is the first time that Jonah Hill sits in the meeting and he first deconstructs everything and he goes, when I point at you, you speak. Everybody's looking. Who is this guy? That's Pete. I love that scene. The whole movie is worth it for just that scene.
Where are we at?
I'm sorry, Dave. I forgot your last pick before we.
Either No Country for Old Men or Jerry Maguire. Yeah.
Okay, No Country for Old Men. Do you want to take a break? And okay, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll do the bracket.
Okay, Rach says we got to get moving here. It is the Sweet 16 of movies having to do with money. Trading Places, which I think is probably the leader in the clubhouse, versus No Country for Old Men.
Trading Places.
TP.
It was the Dukes.
Yeah,
it was the Dukes.
Yeah.
The Big Short versus The Sting.
Ooh, The Sting.
The Sting.
Yeah. Are you writing it? Wolf Wall Street versus Casino.
Wolf.
Two Scorsese's.
Yeah.
I've not seen Wolf.
I
gotta go
seen
Casino.
Wolf either. I gotta go Casino.
Roger Brand, which one do you like?
Oh man, that's I think I'll stick with Casino, but they're both really good.
Thank you, Roger.
Go Indecent Proposal versus Social Network.
I'll go Indecent Proposal.
I like The Social Network more than I thought I would. I'm gonna vote for that.
Proposal.
I'll say Proposal.
All right.
Wall Street versus Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh man,
ooh,
that's two of my favorites.
That's rough.
I'll go Glengarry.
I will too.
It's horrible.
Just so
seating there, Rachel.
Sorry.
I'll say Wall Street.
I'll say Wall Street also, so we can give it to
Captain.
Captain.
Oh man, I love Glengarry.
There we go.
Glengarry Glen Ross moves on. Office Space versus Ocean's 11.
Office Space.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because it's the only comedy.
Yeah. Other than Trading Places, yeah.
Here's one. And There Will Be Blood. That's comedy, too.
Yeah.
There Will Be Blood versus 21.
Blood. I'm going 21. I think 21, like you said, is very underrated.
Blood.
Blood.
We'll make it a tie to the captain.
Who? blood is pretty overpowering, so I'm gonna go with that.
You got it.
The blood is overpowering. You heard it from Roger Brand.
Yes. Well, how we have brought KMOX to its knees.
Consumed by the blood, says Captain Roger Brand.
He's
traffic.
Like, boy, the children's blood's pretty good. I mean, Color Money versus Moneyball.
Moneyball.
Those sports movies.
Moneyball.
Color of Money.
Yep. Back to the captain.
Yeah. Color of Money.
There you go.
Great soundtrack.
Elite Eight of best money movies. Trading Places versus The Sting. Yikes.
Oh, ooh, man. I'll go The Sting.
I will also say The Sting.
I will say The Sting. Okay. That was my two favorite, but I don't have to
vote. You know. Sting in the final four. Casino versus Indecent Proposal.
Proposal.
Proposal. Mm.
Casino.
I'll say Casino too. Let's throw it back to the cap.
Yeah, I'll go with Casino. That's my choice.
Glengarry Glen Ross versus Office Space.
Glengarry.
Yeah.
Office Space.
ABC.
Yep, Glengarry. There Will Be Blood versus The Color of Money.
Blood.
Money.
Blood.
Boy. Well, money's got the category in it. You can't, yeah.
I'm going to go money too. Is that another tie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm sticking with blood.
He just doesn't learn kids, does he? He'll stop playing with us soon.
Thanks, Roger.
You wait till your mom and dad here. They're going to come talking. Dave, you stop playing with Captain. Welcome back, guys. 437 DG. Ask going to talk to Tom Ackerman after this about the Cardinals. Some news out of Jupiter. Right now, the Sweet 16 of movies about money, sponsored by Weber Chevrolet. Speaking of what's going on at Weber.
Well, March has historically been one of our great months of the year. Sometimes it's the best month out of the year. I won't know now. I won't know till December, obviously, but we're having a great one. I mean, the prices are just so resonating with people. You go online, you just can't beat our prices. You can't you cannot beat our service. You can see that by the reviews. By far the highest, best reviewed reputation.com dealership in Chevrolet dealership. Or dealer group. I can't see individual stores from other brands, but I can see other dealer groups. And I know we're the number one dealer group as far as ratings and reviews, mm-hmm. and the number one Chevy dealer as far as the radius will go, 500 miles or whatever. Yeah. So, and that's because my people do a great job taking care of them. I mean, it's not me. I don't wave it and shake hands with people. The service and sales people take care of people. If there's complaints, we address it, handle it, take care of it until they're happy.
Yeah.
And then you look at our prices, you couple all that together, and that's why we're having such a great month. And pre-pandemic pricing on most things, I don't think that the factory is up to their pre-pandemic rebate levels, but as far as what we're doing, that's there. And, you know, we've got better availability of pre-owned vehicles. I mean, it's starting to feel more like normal. We're selling cars at the normal pace without as many cars on the lot because we have to at some point have more shipments than what we sell. Mm-hmm. And so if we keep selling high volume, we're not going to build our total inventory. But the lot is fuller than it was. So
speaking of ratings, how did Baylor do in the seedings?
Baylor is a third seed.
Mm-hmm.
They're the number 9 ranked team, seeded team, so they're the top third seed, if you will. They've had a great season as far as some of the good teams they've beaten. They've also looked horrible.
Same with Kansas. I've been watching KU, obviously, because of
Pete. Well, and those two teams traded. Yep. They beat, you know, the Kansas beat them in Lawrence and Baylor beat them in Waco. Kansas is tournament, they had their two stars out, so they lost in the first round. But I think Baylor can beat Arizona, which is the two seed in their bracket, maybe even North Carolina. But I don't know if they will. They may not even win the second round because they could, you know, go cold or whatever.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So favorite day of the year is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Second favorite day of the year is Friday.
Yeah. I feel you.
I like, even though it's the same number of games, Thursday I'm just more excited because it's starting. But it's my favorite day of the year. Watch basketball from 11 o'clock to midnight. And even if they're not upsets, the close games are still exciting. It's just great.
Final Four, Sweet 16 of the best movies about money. The Sting versus Casino. Sting. Everything's going to be good here.
Sting.
Sting.
Sting in the finals. Glengarry, Glenn Ross versus There Will Be Blood.
Glengarry. ABC, baby. Mm. Always be closing.
Blood.
I'll go blood as well.
Glengarry, captain.
Glengarry.
Ooh. And there he goes. Back on blood.
So, not so much love for blood.
He dropped his acoustic guitar while he was.
He was writing a song about blood. The Sting versus Glengarry, Glenn Ross.
Ooh. That's some good writing. I can just tell you that. Yeah. There's some good writing
in
those
here.
Two movies.
I'll go The Sting.
I will too.
You can make it a sweep right there.
I will three.
Okay, there you go. Boom. I wonder how, I bet you some percentage, I don't think it's thousands, but I bet you dozens of people go out and watch movies based on when we do the Sweet 16.
I think it is thousands.
I bet it's hundreds of thousands.
Well, I don't think they go out and watch them because you can't go out to a theater and watch The Sting. But I think there'll be thousands of St. Louisans watching The Sting tonight.
I bet you're right.
No doubt.